Michigan is the center of the political universe, as we've talked about. There's a reason for that. Michigan shocked the world, not me, but the world, when its 16 electoral votes went for Donald Trump in 2016, the first time it had gone for a Republican in some time. And Democrats say they've got a lot of answers for Michigan's issues and challenges. But I find that hard to believe. Automotive and agricultural sectors have been bumped up by the trade war. Not badly, though. Racial and economic inequality is a concern in Michigan in some sectors. But at the end of the day, what do the Democrats really offer? We're going to find out tonight. They'll talk about Flint. They'll talk about the auto industry. They're going to talk about the Great Lakes and energy. And talk they will. And then they'll figure out how much of your money they can spend along the way on their pet projects and vanity projects. And we'll see where it takes them. But Michigan voters remain skeptical, to say the least. The New York Times last week published an article saying it's all Michigan. So did Bloomberg today. It's all Michigan, the epicenter of the political world right here. Right where I'm sitting, in Michigan. You got it. By the way, let's talk a bit about Baltimore, a city that's been in the crosshairs for the past few days, since Saturday, when the president came out and criticized Elijah Cummings for his rat and rodent-infested district in Baltimore. Now, of course, the president was attacked for being racist, because that's the only counter-argument the Democrats have. But here's some stats for you. There have been more than half a dozen murders in Baltimore since Friday. 196 was the running total for 2019, which is 22% higher than last year. Crime in Baltimore is out of control. It's getting worse. Six shootings since Friday, 80 for the month of July. This was as of yesterday. This could be way outdated by now. 437 in 2019, 30% higher than 2018. So there you go. Baltimore is a city that's a mess. When you look at crime and poverty, Baltimore's in the top three, sometimes number one, as the most dangerous city in America, edging out East St. Louis and beating Detroit, yes. These are places that need to be attended to. Now, having said that, billions of dollars have been spent in Baltimore. Ben Carson came out talking about this yesterday. Billions of dollars have been spent in Baltimore, in Elijah Cummings' district, to no avail. Where does that money go? And isn't Elijah Cummings in charge of the House Oversight Committee? Maybe there should be some oversight in Elijah Cummings' 7th Congressional District there, because billions of dollars spent with no results. No results. All right, let's get into the time machine for a moment, because one of the folks that came right out and slammed Donald Trump as being a racist was Al Sharpton, your hero and mine, the Reverend Al Sharpton, who used to hang out with Donald Trump, telling me he was a great guy, by the way, asking for money on a regular basis, sometimes getting it. The guy who created the entire hoax back in 1992, was it? Tawana Brawley, claiming she'd been attacked by white men. A complete hoax, brought that city to near chaos when that happened. But he was one of the first to pile on the Trump is a racist bandwagon. Well, let's go to the tapes. We need exhibit number one pulled up just to show how Al was back in 1992 screaming and hollering. This is the guy who's talking about violence and racism and the divisions in America. Exhibit one, go. Go kill the pig. Ain't nobody holding you. Kill the pig. They're right outside. Kill the pig. Now, bear in mind, that was Big Fat Al. That was before you had Anorexic Al. Skin and Bones Al. I don't know what happened to him. Different deal. Big hair and huge. Anyhow, this is the kind of nonsense you're dealing with when it comes to those that scream Donald Trump is a racist. But here's a Baltimore resident. I want to go to number five now. A Baltimore resident who said, you know what? Donald Trump isn't wrong. Look around. This is a woman who lives in one of the poorer parts of Baltimore, not completely destitute, but a tough area, it appears. It's exhibit number five. Go.
Like I said, he has never done anything for not even one person that I know of. I never heard anybody say anything about him. And people want to talk about Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. Why is this man over there taking care of people at the border? We hungry. We need a place to stay. We feel like we're in a concentration camp. And it's just sad. He worried about more about them than his own people. It's just crazy. Excuse me for venting like this, world, but it breaks my heart to see this. It does. This neighborhood, the last time this neighborhood was thriving was 2003. That's a long time ago. And it's just sad. And then they want to take the houses that just look nice on the outside. They come around film houses that look nice on the inside, outside, but really, don't nobody live in them houses. And they tore up from the floor.
Why does Elijah Cummings want to take care of those at the border instead of people like us here in Baltimore? We're hungry. We have needs. That's the takeaway there. She says Elijah Cummings has done nothing for their neighborhoods in more than 30 years. We're Americans. We need help here, she says. Maybe it is time to declare America's inner cities in some places national emergencies. Maybe that's what it's going to take to mobilize the resources to have oversight, proper oversight, so it gets focused into the right places. We're spending the money anyway. Maybe we should know where it's going, huh? 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
Confession.